We're going to do some father-daughter tour guides at the Punk Rock Museum in Las Vegas. Violet, are you going to school me on some punk rock stuff that I don't know about?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Hey, all you rad dads out there.
Happy Father's Day, and welcome to another episode of the Rad Dad Show, the parenting podcast where we ask inspiring dads the question, what does it mean to be a rad dad? Yes, it's Father's Day, and we have a special episode for you. This weekend, father-daughter duo Greg and Violet Hetson will be hosting tours of the Punk Rock Museum in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they'll be playing punk rock covers together in the Pennywise garage there. And so in advance of this, they stopped by the Rad Dad Show. So Christian chatted with the Hetsons about their mutual love for ice cream and Disneyland, and Greg's proud dad moment watching Violet's band, Power Violets, open for Circle Jerks for the first time. They reminisced about vacations together, and they decided once and for all whether Greg is indeed a rad dad. So let's get into this fun Father's Day episode with Greg and Violet Hetson on the Rad Dad Show.
Greg and Violet, welcome to the Rad Dad Show. Greg, we'll start with you. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Greg Hetson. I'm a Cancer. I like punk rock music and LA Kings hockey. And you might know me from my early good stuff in Circle Jerks, Bad Religion, Red Cross, and a couple other entities. Punk rock karaoke. I don't know. I can't remember. It's all on Wikipedia.
There we go. We'll pull that.
Wikipedia.com.
And Violet, who are you? Who do we have here?
It's .org. I'm Violet. I'm a Capricorn, and I also make music, and I do fraud prevention as my day job.
There we go. And
thanks
your
for
daughter.
keeping us safe. Thanks for keeping us safe from all those scammers.
There we go.
Thank you for
You're
your
welcome. I'm doing God's work.
You really are.
She says it very
You're in a band too, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm in a band called Power Violets. That's my music. And then I play bass in my boyfriend's band, Danny Christmas. That's his music.
Okay, here's the first question to you. We usually ask the dad if he thinks he's a rad dad, but Violet, I'm going to push it to you. Do you think your dad is rad?
Indeed. Yes.
Why is he rad? What makes him rad?
He is a funny guy, and he's a very nice guy, and we have a lot of fun together when we hang out. Like, we like to get ice cream together. And he likes to take me to hockey games. And yeah, I don't know. I'm bad at answering questions. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. I'm good at asking questions, so I will
Okay.
pull answers out of you. So he's. Do you think you're a rad dad? How do you feel hearing that, Greg?
Oh, I was getting teary-eyed. It's like, oh no,
Aww.
this is bad. No, in a good way,
We
but.
also used to go to, well, we still go to Disneyland, but that was a lot of fun as a child and as an adult woman that's pushing 30.
By no means are we Disney freaks, but we would go a lot.
No, we're not Disney adults. It's just.
No.
Do you see each other lots being on opposite coasts?
I try to, get out there a few times a year and Violet comes
Yeah.
out. You know?
Same. Yeah.
Violet, I'm throwing this one at you. Growing up around musicians, obviously your dad is immortalized at the Punk Rock Museum, has been in some very influential punk rock bands. How did that shape you?
Well, I guess I'm shaped because I'm also part of like DIY scene slash culture over here. Like we have like a lot of cool shows that we put on and stuff. And yeah, I don't know.
Were you influenced by that, or
Yeah,
did he help you?
definitely influenced by like punk and stuff, but yeah.
Did he give you instructions how to, or did he just model it for you?
No, I feel like I just kind of I'm a little like I kind of do my own thing, but like in the same way at the same time.
So, like, when you say that, like, just kind of like just that punk rock ethos, doing it kind of yourself. And
Yes.
how have you encouraged her there, Greg, with that?
I try to help out a little bit in there. I'm a little bit hands off. I'm not the total stage mom or anything. So, what do I do? I don't know. I mean, if Violet comes to me with advice, sometimes we talk about mixes, sound quality, that kind of stuff. What do you think about this? Go ahead, Violet. You were going to say
And
something?
also, when we have issues, not me and my dad, but like the band, like with venues and stuff, I'll ask my dad for help because,
Oh,
like, a lot of the time, like, venues over here don't pay their artists.
wow. So he encourages you to be, is he the muscle then?
Yeah, he's the muscle.
Do you know who my dad is? Have you ever used that term? Do you know who my dad
No.
is?
That's embarrassing. I think that would be embarrassing.
I agree. That's good though. Okay, so what's your favorite memory together? Let's go with you, Dad. What's your memory?
Favorite memory? I mean, in regards to music, the first time I really saw her play live and just like crush it, a bunch of bands played before her, and then her band came on and she really had command of the audience, and she was a great performer, and she was really interactive with the crowd and funny and engaging. So that was a pretty proud, dad moment to see Violet up on stage doing her thing, being a front person. I get to hide behind, amp and a guitar, and so it takes a lot of balls, a lot of courage to do that. So hats off
Yeah,
to my fabulous Nepo baby.
it's so terrifying.
How long ago was that? When was that first time?
Yeah.
You talking about Rubalon when that crazy
Yeah.
venue in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Like
that
2 years
was like,
ago?
yeah, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Were you nervous, Violet, with your dad in the crowd, or was it just another show kind of thing?
No.
Do you have a favorite moment with your dad?
We have a lot of good times. It's so hard to like think of one, especially on the spot. I always enjoy hanging out with my dad, though.
I thought of a funny one where that time that you came up, you and Kendra came over to England.
Yes, that was
There were some funny.
okay. Yeah, that was a really fun trip. I was like 13 and my best friend was like 15. So like at that point it's kind of a age gap. I don't know. But we both went to England and like followed my dad around like on his shows in England and just like kind of got into trouble, like teenage trouble and stuff, and we had a lot of fun. And there's a lot of I have like all the photos from then, and I still look at them because they're so great.
Awesome. So you're kind of like a groupie for your dad in a sense, eh? Following him around. Was that when there was that a Bad Religion tour?
Yeah. Yeah, we played Rebellion Fest in Blackpool and couple, I can't, at Bristol maybe somewhere else. I don't remember.
It was London. Wait. I don't know if you played in London. It was like Blackpool, Bristol, Birmingham, and then I think we went back to London.
Oh, right. Yeah. I remember in Birmingham, you needed to call me or something, and you used the house phone, and it cost them like $200 or
No,
something.
you know what it was? It was
Was it?
Kendra was calling her boyfriend
Oh, that's what it was.
from the house phone and was talking to him all night.
It was like hundreds of dollars. I'm like, what the hell? It's like,
That's good. That's good. Have you done that often? Like when he was in Bad Religion or some of the other bands, just kind of jumped on tour with him, or was that kind of one of the only times?
I don't think so, really, that much. But I did think of another good memory now that we're talking about overseas. Like when we went to Japan, I always think about how
Oh, heck
fun that
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
in 2007 because it was like New Year's.
Christmas and New Year's, yeah.
Yeah.
What made it special? Just the time of year?
I was like kind of a weeaboo when I was a kid. So I really like Japanese culture. And I still do. I just maybe, yeah.
That country's the top of my list. I haven't been there yet. I would really like to go.
Yeah, I'm always watching videos about Japan and I'm like, damn, I could live here. Also, there's like a lot of good like music that comes out of Japan.
Yeah, but kind of a neat scene. So here, Dad, Greg, what's something your daughter has taught you?
Not to be selfish and patience and not and compassion. Not that I was a horrible sociopath before fatherhood, but help me not be selfish. I didn't realize I was selfish, but I think at times I could have been, and it taught me that kind of stuff and being accountable. Because when you're in a band and you don't have kids, you can do whatever the hell you want. It's not without there's no consequences, that kind of thing. But it so just being able to show up most of the time for her.
That's hard being a touring musician, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Did you ever kind of feel, I don't know, to lack of a better word, violent, neglected because of because of the touring and the type of job that your dad had? Not the word, but you know what I mean. Just
That's a mean word. I think
yeah,
I was like confused as a child because like obviously all my friends when I was a baby child had parents that like regular parents. So I was just like mostly like confused and like I mean I always like was kind of like a daddy's girl and like I would miss him so much when I was a kid. When he was on tour.
Interesting. I've never asked that question of a touring, a kid of a touring musician, and kind of how that kind of impacts you. What is something that your dad taught you, Violet?
He taught me how to rock.
Did he teach you how to play
And
other instruments?
no, because I think we discovered pretty early when I decided that I wanted to play guitar that a father should not do, like a, I don't know, a relative can't do that. Like it's too frustrating. So I had a guitar teacher, shout out David Bragger.
I agree. I tried to teach my son, he's 13, when he was learning to ride a bike, and I got so frustrated. We just got so frustrated at one another that I took him to this place called Pedal Works, and in one day they taught him how to ride a bike, and it was the best $100 I spent.
Nice.
But how about now though? The fact that you're older and you know how to play. Is that something that you guys do together at all? Play music together? I know you've done some recording together, but
Not much. No. No, we never really jam together. We might.
No.
There's
I
with.
think we're kind of similar in the sense that I feel like you probably don't like jamming, do you?
Oh.
I hate jamming and I hate band practice because you also hate band practice. I'm using my stylus. I don't know why.
I'm going to use my pen with the capybara cap on that actually Violet got me.
How come you hate, what do you hate about that process? Like the jam, like you don't like coming together as a band and just kind of hanging out and.
It scares me. I'm a very anxious person, if you couldn't tell already. I'm very much freezing. I was freezing up more in the beginning of this, but I'm a little less now. I don't know. When I like jam with people, I'm afraid of like hitting wrong notes and stuff. I know like the point is just to have fun, but it's like not fun for me. And like I don't like band practicing because I'm afraid that I'm wasting everyone's time.
Okay. What about
Yeah,
you?
I don't like the jam either. I'm very insecure about my playing, and yeah, it's like even when we're working on stuff with Bad Religion, sorry, the Circle Jerks, Freudian slip there. Working on stuff with the Circle Jerks. Sometimes Joey and Xander start getting into this groove and doing some shit, and it's like, I don't know what to play.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm lost. And it's a little, I could, I'll ask them, say, hey, I'm not following what the hell you're playing there. Can you show me what you're doing, Xander? It's great, but I can't pick it out, So I've gotten a little better at not just, beating myself up. I'm able to ask for help. I don't know what you're doing.
Same. I like to kind of record it and then go home and do something by myself because I can fuck up, or, sorry, mess up as much as I want at home, you know?
That's interesting that you're kind of that, but yet you're a front woman for a band. And so how do you like meld those two, being like kind of anxious and somewhat a little bit shy, but go up there and rock like your dad said?
I think I use humor to cope. So I just start making a lot of jokes on stage, and then once I'm talking and stuff, then I'm a lot n less nervous playing.
Kind of, you just feel comfortable once you feel the crowd, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely like to feel the audience. When everyone's stiff, I'm like, why am I doing this?
You have a tradition, something that kind of connects you? Kind of talked a little bit about the trips when you were younger, but was there kind of a tradition or something that's special just between the two of you?
Nachos on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we both realized that from an early, by the early age, that we really don't like turkey. It's the really most overrated
Yeah, and just
fowl.
it's all mushy on Thanksgiving.
So did you just look at each other like, hey, I don't like this, let's have some nachos instead? And that
Yeah,
was boring.
essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Love it. That's what it takes. So let's talk a little bit about the museum and stuff. So here, Viola, I'm gonna ask you. I kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier. Have you been to the Punk Rock Museum?
No.
No. Do you know what it's about, or what are you expecting to kind of happen next weekend in terms of the tours?
I genuinely have no clue.
Greg, you've done a number of tours, and what is it that you love going and seeing there and doing?
Oh, it's terrifying. It's I'm kidding.
Wait, really?
No, it's not. It's just weird for me being, the center of attention.
What? Come
Think it's
on.
gonna well, it's gonna be a lot easier with you there. Well, we could play off each other,
Yeah,
and
that's true.
it's just I have to hold people's attention for like an hour-ish plus, and sound informative and not. It's a and it gets hard if people aren't interactive or asking questions or pointing stuff out, because there's so much stuff in there. Every time I do a tour, I see something new that I didn't see I've in this been doing this for a couple of years now since the museum opened. So there's a lot of stuff there, a lot of stuff packed in. So it's pretty cool.
How
So
do
you're the same way of
you
like I said, I don't like it when a crowd is stiff. You don't like it when a crowd, your whatever, tour guide, people, whatever, I don't know, tourists
it's
don't
like,
ask
okay,
questions.
so deer in headlights people, it's like, what, help me here, it's like I'm dying here.
Give me something, right?
Yeah.
Have you thought about it, Violet, about having your dad kind of immortalized at the museum with all his bands and that kind of that influence? Is that kind of lost on you, or is it he's just your dad? Have you thought about it?
I kind of just think of him as my dad. I you know. I mean, it's cool that his is your stuff in the museum? Like, is there an SG in there or something?
No, but there's photos and there's some other stuff, lots
Or
of flyers, and
oh, that's good. That's cool.
I don't I there's no like marble bust of me, so no shrine, so it's not gonna get too weird.
Are you gonna
Good.
practice before? Are you gonna practice
Pardon?
your your tour gonna, are you gonna perform together?
There's talk about that. We need to discuss that, don't we, Violet? Like a
It's a
little meetup.
situation of, well, I leave on what, Thursday?
Yeah.
And I have a show on Wednesday. And I have to practice with Danny Christmas on my, sorry. This is, you could cut this out.
No, go ahead. No, it's good. This is good stuff. This is good stuff.
I have, no, I know. I'm just explaining that, like, I might not be able to, like, do, I can try. I'm, like, good at improvising on bass, but yeah, it'd be, I don't know. Feels kind of
We
like a
can
jam
discuss. We
sesh.
can play something simple. But
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to going up and sucking and playing a couple songs with you, if you're not
Yeah,
opposed.
I'm not opposed. We have
We
a
can suck
drummer, so
together. We can be
that's
this bad.
yeah, we could like
How punk.
be, I was just gonna say the P word. The P word,
Oh,
yes.
can we say the P word here? Can we say punk on Rad Dads?
We can. You know, what does that mean to you, Violet? Why did you say call it the P word?
Oh, I don't know. I have a lot of opinions.
Share one. Do you not like that word?
No, I just, no, it's just funny because like I'll be at like punk shows over in like New York and like people like really don't like me because of these videos that I made like 4 years ago where I'm pretending to like school people on like punk history. And there's been like kind of more popular bands. I think like Show Me the Body, for example, like I ran into that guy and we had like a really weird stare down. And he also wrote about me on Twitter and he got really mad. And it's just funny because like people like don't realize that my dad is Greg Hetson. And I don't like really present as like super punk, but like I obviously like the music and stuff.
Is there a Violet? I'm curious, is there a favorite song or a band song that you do you listen to your dad's work? I'll start with that question.
No.
Oh,
I
okay.
have.
Yeah. Is
No,
there
I mean I know like the songs.
yeah.
But, like
Is there a favorite like Bad Religion or Circle Jerks, Red Cross? Is there something that sticks out?
hate Bad Religion. I like the one with the drum. Is it Under the Gun that starts
Yeah,
off with the cool drums?
it's
Yeah,
a
I
good
like
song.
that one. I like Paid Vacation. I mean, I like more. Those are just the two. Those are like my two faves, I think.
Fair enough. Is there any
Oh,
top?
great. The songs that I didn't write, you're out of
Oh,
the
I'm sorry. I like Red Tape too.
All right, I paid her to say that. You're back in the wheel.
You've done some recording with her, right, Greg? You have a recording studio, do a lot of recording for bands and stuff like that. Have you? Correct me
I
if
didn't do any of the work. I mean, the only input that I will give Violet is with mixes, but she put pretty much what when Blake didn't Blake help you out too when you came over that one time to record?
I mean I like recorded like that whole album at your house in like 2017, like the only album that's out.
Yeah, I thought so, right? I know how
So
it.
yeah, you helped. I think Blake helped, maybe like
Yeah.
I think it was just Blake actually.
And maybe I had some ideas on what the drummer should play or not play. I can't remember. It was a
It
while
was
back.
yeah, it was definitely like Kandra drums. And she like learned the songs like those days, I think. I don't think she really knew any of the songs, but it worked out.
Could we ever see a tour between you two, your band opening for Dad's band, or vice versa?
I've opened up for Circle Jerks twice, or we have Power Buds. Yeah.
How was that experience?
Good.
Yeah. Greg, how was that? Like, what did you think?
That was pretty cool the first time at Irving Plaza, and
I kind of liked the second time. I thought we played a lot better that time. But even though it was like in Connecticut, but it was still.
no, they were both good. That was definitely, a better, quote unquote, better show. But just for the first time, you got, it was just more special the first time,
That's true.
And it was like, oh my God, my daughter's up there, and my bandmates were watching, and like, that was really good. They act, they're like, there's some really cool stuff going on there. So that was kind of cool to hear your bandmates say, I like these guys. These are cool. This is great.
That's rad.
Thanks,
Proud dad.
bandmate.
So a couple more questions. The last one we're going to talk about like that museum. What, how come you're doing these together? Where'd that kind of come from? Is that something you just asked, or you said, hey, Violet, I want you to come out and hang out at the Punk Rock Museum with me, or
I don't know. He just asked me to do it, and I was like, okay.
No, they came to me and proposed, like, hey, what do you think about doing a father-daughter thing at the museum? You're going to be there on Father's Day, weekend or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll ask Violet and see if she's into it.
That
And
simple.
Yeah.
we are, we're
That's
doing it.
it. I won't take much more of your time. One more question here. How would you
Woohoo.
describe each other in just three words?
Describe each other in three words. Okay. Let's see, funny, talented, and punk as fuck.
That's
I
five. I don't know.
it.
Five
I
words.
don't know. That's a tough one.
Bald Jewish punk as fuck.
Right.
Guess they're related.
Yeah, it kind of seems like it. Do we seem related? I'm gonna ask you a question now.
It seems like you definitely are daughter and dad and both punk as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Yay. We passed the audition, Violet.
Okay.
Yay.
Getting to punk rock heaven.
All right, that was Greg and Violet Hetson. Thank you so much, Greg and Violet, for joining us, and I want to thank you for listening. Please share this episode, share our posts on social media, tell your friends, or hey, drop us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. I promise it'll only take a second, but it means so much to us. And if you take something away from an episode, let us know. We love hearing those stories as well. And if you're looking for more interviews with Rad Dads, check out our back catalog of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on social media. On Instagram, you can find us at @rad_dads_show. And on Facebook and Twitter and TikTok at @raddadshow. And head over to YouTube to watch all these interviews as well. Wherever you're watching or listening, don't forget to hit subscribe. That helps us a lot too. Lastly, Rad Dads is first and foremost a community organization aimed to achieve three things: positive parenting, empowerment of dads, and building community. You can check out what we do over at raddadsyeg.com. That's raddadsyeg.com. Thanks for tuning in. In the meantime and in between time, stay rad.